Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're doing well. I'm really excited to talk to you today about business muscles. Why is this such an important topic? I think that so many fitness professionals have this idea that you start a business and you literally just do absolutely everything and you start making loads of money, you start doing really, really well, and it's unrealistic. So I developed this kind of concept called the fitness business muscle, all right? And I'm going to talk you through what it is. But before I do, I'm going to talk to you about training. You see, you can't expect to do things that other people can do in the gym if you're relatively new to training. It's just not possible. So let me give you an example. I've been trained by some incredible coaches, friends, athletes over the years and trained with them. And there's something in training which you'll all know about called work capacity. It's the ability to do an amount of work and do it consistently throughout a session. Your clients, when they start with you, they don't have that capacity. So your clients might do 30 minutes of weights and just look knackered and tired. You might do 45 minutes of weights at a pretty high intensity for the first 20 minutes, but you can't maintain that intensity for 45 to 50 minutes. What are we noticing here? Well, whenever you start fitness, weight training, or anything, you develop a level of work capacity. So if you understand anything about programming, if you got somebody relatively new to training, you're not going to do an hour of intense weight training straight off the bat. They just haven't got the work capacity, the endurance, the lactic acid, you know, the ability to buffer lactic acid. And you've noticed clients feel sick. And trainers who put them through an hour workout and do a drop set or a triple drop set or try and do too many sets, the client feels sick. Well, they haven't developed the training muscles. They haven't developed the conditioning to be able to do that. As you develop training-wise, you start to be able to handle more loading. You start to be able to handle more capacity. And somebody who's been training since he was 16, 17, I'm 45 now, I can really go at it in a training session. But if I have a few weeks, 4 or 5 weeks, where my intensity level's dropped a little bit, I have to work my way back up to that level. And you won't find a business coach who's been doing coaching as long as I have. And somebody that's actually still heavily involved in coaching, like I am, and the business side. And what I watch on a day-to-day basis is how few coaches have the fitness business muscle. And the reason why I talk to you about training is because you can't expect to build a six-figure business or even a seven-figure business if you've not done the foundations of a five-figure business. You can't expect yourself to juggle personal training, online coaching, content creation, email marketing, program design, studying straight off the bat. What you have to do, just like training, is you have to develop the muscle so that you can handle the work capacity. It blows my mind how much I get done in a day. It really does. But it used to frustrate me, go back 7, 10 years ago, that I couldn't do a lot in a day. However, when I'm talking to business, that was something that I had to build up stamina. In training, I train with the best of them. Give me giant sets, give me tri sets, give me triple drop sets. I'm fine. I've got a high threshold. I've got a lot more muscle. I'm a lot more experienced and conditioned. And therefore, you can throw a lot at me and I'll get it all done. And I'd keep growing and progressing and recovering. So in business, I talk a lot about the many hats of a professional. Now, that's why I talk a lot about if you've got one business, put all your efforts into that one business to make it a success. Then you can add a second business in. Then you look at it like this. On a given day, If I tell somebody, let me look at this. I tell you to do your 6 or 7 personal training sessions for a day, every day, 5 days a week. I'm going to tell you to make sure your programming and research for your clients is all done. I'm then again going to get you to do your content on social media. I'm going to get you to outreach to 25 to 30 people a day. I'm going to get you to send 1 to 2 emails a week. And then I start to lay this on. And if you layer it on too quickly, what ends up happening? I can't do that. I don't do that. I'm frustrated that I wish I could have done this. And you're basically trying to do too much too soon. One thing I love about business is that this muscle, like the training muscles, they grow and they can develop. And so a reason why I wanted to put this episode together for you was to help you to understand that everything that you've been doing for the last 3, 5, 7, 10 years in training, maybe even more, you've been developing your physical muscles to be able to handle work capacity, to be able to train at a level of intensity. And if you've kept pushing yourself, if somebody came in the gym and watched you train now, they'd be like, how do you handle that amount of weight, that amount of reps, that amount of sets, and do it all so well? Because I've been doing it a long time. But did you start off like this? No, I did 3 full body workouts a week, and now I'm working on 5 to 6 workouts a week. Oh, wow. What's the time frame? What's the stepping stones towards that? I want to assure you here that your fitness business muscles can be developed where you can juggle a lot of things. And then you end up like me, not only coaching and teaching, but you're also juggling a lot of different people. You know, I'm in the studio today filming podcasts. This afternoon, I'm speaking to my team. I'm working on my own education. I've got ads to record for. I've got other team members to speak to. I've got work to put together for my team. The list goes on. It'll all get done. That's the point. For you, you've got to actually audit your muscle right now, your business muscle, and say, okay, I can do 5 to 6 personal trainings a day. I can do 10 to 15 DMs a day. I've not got much bandwidth for anything else. Bandwidth. I haven't got the ability yet to handle all that without getting utterly exhausted. Now, something that you've got to learn. In order to train your fitness muscles hard, consistently, eat and recover, you cannot be subjected to the influence of stuff that was going to waste your time, spending too much time with friends, watching too much TV, sitting up in the morning and scrolling through social media. To build your fitness business muscles, you've got to be working on your business all the time. And you've got to be getting up, you've got to have a structure. And if you did and you weren't distracted, you'd be able to develop the fitness business muscles so much quicker than most people. But you need to look at your life and say, where are the distractions? What are the things that are taking me away from building my fitness business muscle? Just like training. What is the crap food I'm eating? Am I staying up too late? Am I not giving 100% to the training session and preparing before I go? These things affect how your fitness muscles develop. They affect your fitness endurance and your work capacity. And it's exactly the same when it comes to business. There's so much that you can get done in a day if you condition your fitness business muscle. If you look at the many hats that you have to wear, whether it's accounting, finance, marketing, lead generation, sales, programming, coaching, all this can be done in a given day. So long as you put the effort in to build the work capacity, but don't expect it to happen overnight. So always think about this. There's so much that you can get done in a day if you avoid a lot of distractions. And when you do start to get to the point, you blow your mind how much you get done, it's because you're developing your fitness business muscle. And if I'm honest, whenever I work with coaches inside our business coaching programs, we'll do like a mini audit and we'll say, let's just look at what you can get done in a day. Because they come in and coaches say, listen, I want to do this, 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 this. I say, okay, good. Let's have a week of doing that. And they go, I didn't do this. I didn't do that. I didn't do this. Why didn't you do that? Because you're just not conditioned enough to be able to do it. So we have to lower it and start where you are right now. Much like in the gym, when you lower the programming frequency, you lower the amount of exercises to get to where somebody is right now. And then you layer on the work capacity, the reps, the sets, the loading intensity. And think about that in business. This whole analogy that I've shared with you today – There's absolutely no reason why you're not going to be able to build that fitness business muscle, but you've got to do it in stages. So set yourself where you can actually manage right now and then be accepting that you build the rest over time. So I hope you've understood what I mean by building the fitness business muscle. Mine is fully developed. If I'm honest, there's a few things that I'm doing right now that has helped me to develop it. I'm delegating and hiring a lot more people to allow me to focus my efforts on the things that I'm the best at. So if you think I've been doing this for 23 years, I've been building the brand, the business coaching brand for the last 10 to 15 years, the team that I have around me, they're doing a lot of the work that helps me to focus on the things that I'm doing the best and allow me to do more of the things that I'm the best at, because it gets to a certain point where I'm distracted and my fitness business muscle starts to get fatigued because I'm trying to do too much. So in the early days, you've got to do everything until you're in a financial position where you can delegate and bring people in. And when you can, you just start training a different version of the muscle, but allows you to work even harder over time when other people are helping you as well. So I hope you found today's episode of value. As always, if you're watching this on YouTube, please make sure you click like and subscribe. Let's help more fitness professionals to find the channel. And by subscribing, you'll be notified when my next videos come out. And if you're listening on iTunes, please, as always, share the podcast on your stories. Let's help more fitness professionals to find the channel. And let me know which episodes you like the most. For now, take care. Speak soon.